Herzlich willkommen zu dieser Interviewfolge, in der ich einen sehr sympathischen Kanadier vors Mikrofon bekommen habe, der unter dem Namen Zark bekannt ist und der Gründer der Practice Squad Community ist. Practice Squad meint so viel wie Übungsgruppe oder Übungsmannschaft und findet seine Anlehnung an den amerikanischen Football-Sport, wo es gängig ist, dass Teile eines Teams im Grunde nur mit dem Hauptkader trainieren, ohne aber tatsächlich spielberechtigt zu sein. Der Practice Squad arbeitet also im Hintergrund und so ähnlich hatten sich Zark und seine Freunde das damals wohl vorgestellt, als sie ihren Discord-Kanal gründeten, um das kompetitive Spielen von Age of Empires 2 zu üben. Es ist eine Geschichte, wie sie wahrscheinlich vielen von uns bekannt ist. Doch irgendwie hat sich der Practice Squad recht bald vergrößert und irgendwie verselbstständigt, was auch an der Vielzahl von niedrigschwelligen Turnieren des Squads liegt, zu denen sie regelmäßig einladen. Anders als in anderen Communities gibt es beim Practice Squad aber kaum Hierarchien. Und der Fokus liegt, wenngleich ohne den ganz professionellen Anspruch, vor allen Dingen auf dem Spielen und dem Bereitstellen einer schönen Spielerfahrung für SpielerInnen jeden Niveaus. Doch das erzählt euch Zark am besten selbst in seiner unnachahmlich sympathischen Art. Das Interview findet in englischer Sprache statt und wird in der Folgenbeschreibung noch unterstützt mit ein paar direkten Links, einerseits zu seinem Discord-Server oder dem des Practice Squads, andererseits auch noch zu dem jetzt gerade anlaufenden Turnier Superdraft 3, über das wir auch in der Podcast-Folge sprechen werden und für das ihr euch noch anmelden könnt, falls ihr diese Folge ungefähr zum Erscheinen hört. Apropos Discord, wir haben ja auch unsere eigene, stetig wachsende Discord-Community, von der auch ihr gerne Teil sein dürft, wenn ihr in den Austausch über Podcast-Themen und Themen rund um Age of Empires treten möchtet. Alles Wissenswerte über dieses Projekt findet ihr auf unserer Homepage www.startthegamealready.de und wenn ihr uns für unsere Arbeit hier im Podcast, die tollen Interviews und andere Folgen, die wir machen, unterstützen möchtet, könnt ihr das über die Unterstützungsplattform Steady tun, wo ihr mit einem kleinen monatlichen Beitrag uns etwas Planungssicherheit gebt und dafür aber eine Menge Zusatzmaterial und exklusive Folgen bekommt. Aber denkt dran, und zwar immer, unterstützt nur mit etwas Geld, das ihr übrig habt und wenn ihr es euch erlauben könnt, denn wir wissen, dass auch Kleingeld manchmal echt entscheidend sein kann. Alle Links zu der Homepage und den anderen Dingen, die ich gerade genannt habe, findet ihr in der Folgenbeschreibung dieser Folge. So, genug des Intros, jetzt wünsche ich euch viel Spaß und Freude beim Lauschen des Interviews. Welcome, Zark. I'm very excited to have you here. You are, as I have found out on my brief research on the Age of Empires Practice Squad Discord, the founder of said Discord. And I would like you to say a few things about yourself. Just please introduce yourself to our audience.
Yes, thanks for having me on, Christian. This will be a great time. First ever podcast appearance. I'm Zark. I suppose founder of the Practice Squad Discord, head administrator, I don't know what other titles we got in the Practice Squad. I hate saying I'm the boss, but I suppose you could also say that. I've been playing Age of Empires for maybe, I don't know, about 2.5 years now. I did play it as a kid, and then, recently got back into it about 2.5 years ago. And, I don't know what that's... I stream on Twitch very occasionally, and, mostly just hang out in the Discord with all the great people we got in there playing Age of Empires all day.
All right, so you came back to the game 2.5 years ago. So with the definitive edition, am I right?
Yeah, kind of. So, my friend got me back into it because he was watching, I think Hidden Cup 4 was on at the time, and he had also played it as a kid and didn't have any idea that it was still a very large game and like had a huge esports scene. So then we both very much enjoyed Hidden Cup 4 and got back into playing together. And then I discovered a lot, that there were a lot of, low elo tournaments, so we could play just like the pros. And the rest is history, I guess, since then.
All right.
But it was mainly, my friend KJ, also in the Discord, and And then Hidden Cup 4 was really the tournament that got me really back into the game.
So you saw the pros playing on these very different maps. You were excited and you thought, hey, I'll play as well. Did you have the ambition to actually get good at the game, like learning build orders? Or did you already know build orders at that time?
No, I had no idea about build orders or anything. I'm pretty sure as a kid, I only ever played scenarios. I don't even remember playing any campaigns or anything. I'm pretty sure I just played scenarios where I would make ridiculous armies to kill all of the computer units with. Have like 100 elephants on a hill just like rampaging down. So yeah, I did not know anything about online competitive scene or build orders or anything. I was truly terrible for a long time. I think I bottomed out at like 500 ELO. Uh-huh. Within the first like 3 months of playing. So I did not have any ambition of actually being good at the game, but it was just something fun to do with my friends. Yeah. And also playing 1v1 on the ladder. I do think there's a lot of problems with the ladder, but when you first start having people that are actually your skill level that you can play against does make it much more enjoyable than having to track down your own friends that are your own skill level to play with, or having to balance teams with different AI strengths, and that's kind of a pain. So being able to play on the ladder at the start was very enjoyable for me.
Well, after hearing this, the perfect storyline for this talk would be that the practice squad that you have co-founded or founded is actually born out of this problem that you might have had not so enjoyable games. Is that true? Or what's the story behind this practice squad that you founded?
Yeah, it's close to that. So basically we started the server because there was a tournament that was happening. This would have been, I think it was a year and a half ago. The Wandering Warriors Cup. Do you remember this tournament?
Of course, the tournament Dave and T90.
Yes, all Nomad maps. Uh-huh. Nomad happened to be so I was in the game playing the game for, I don't know, maybe about a year before then, 8 months, something like that. And Nomad is my favorite map. Produce the craziest games. I didn't have to learn a very specific build order to be good at it. Could kind of just do whatever and still have quality games. So when this tournament was happening, I heard of that they were also co-hosting a low elo version of this tournament, and this was right up my alley. This would have been the second low elo tournament I'd played in. I played in one of Paradox's Nomad Wars tournaments first, and then he was also hosting this one, and this was great. I love could do the drafts just like the pros. We get to play in knockout tournaments against people our own skill level, just like all the pros we love watching. And a bunch of us just decided, you know, we should just make a separate server so we can all practice for this tournament and have people to play against all the time. And then it kind of got out of control. There's many, many more people joining. And then we're like, well, after the tournament's over, why are we going away? Why don't we just, you know, keep hanging out? Made a bunch of new friends. We're all just, you know, all Nomad loving people that just want to hang out and play more Age of Empires. That was the start of the practice squad.
So basically, the title says it all. It was a practice squad for a tournament.
Exactly, yes. And then there's also the double meaning. Most people don't know this, but so, like, do you know anything about the NFL, American football?
Just a little bit. I am German, yes. So football means something different
to
me.
Yeah, exactly. And most people in the server are not American. But anyways, on American football teams, they have the thing called the practice squad, where all the backups and new recruits and new players are on this roster. So they don't ever play in the real games, but they're always there in the practice. So it's just like the R server. None of us are pros. We're just on the practice squad. One day, maybe we'll make it to the pro ranks.
Oh, I like that double meaning. That's very nice. And you have quite the headcount now. I think I tried to find out what the actual number of members on your practice squad is, but I think you're closing in on 1,000 members.
That is correct. We are at 908 members right now.
That is really impressive for that origin story.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a bit about how that came to be? How did you grow in 1.5 years this fast?
Yeah, I did not expect it to get this large ever. Mm-hmm. Basically, all we do is just host tournaments every couple of months. That seems to be where we get most people joining. I don't have very many, a very large Twitch following, so it's definitely not from there. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, people will play other people on the ranked ladder and invite them to the Discord, but I would say most of the growth has to be from us hosting tournaments and then spreading the tournament information across all other Age of Empires related online forums, whether it's other Discords or Reddit or AoE Zone or Facebook pages, as long as we don't get banned. So yeah, that's basically, we're very organic. We don't do any very professional marketing. We don't pay people anything. We're just all a bunch of people that like playing Age of Empires, and we really like playing in events that are unique and mimic pro tournaments. Because for me, playing the game is one thing, but doing the drafts and making game plans and strategy building is some of the best parts of Age of Empires. Whether or not I can execute doesn't matter. If I had a good plan and outdrafted my opponent, that's sometimes just as good as winning a game.
Yeah, there is a certain appeal to all these meta games, if you will. Felix, my co-host, is very fond of doing the drafts. He's like a pro strategist, and he enjoys it very much. So I can quite relate to your statement there. And something I have realized when I was looking on your Discord and just, you know, trying to find out some information, doing my research for this talk, there isn't really much to find. It's basically really, just as you've said, a bunch of people who like to play games. And you know, nowadays, almost every Discord is like fully professionalized and very elaborate with 1,000 threads, and there's a hierarchy and so on. And the only hierarchy that I found on your Discord server, and that applies to you as the founder as well, is that you're just sorted by Elo. So there is no, you know, Discord master Zark. I have to find you in a long, long list and scroll very, you know, a long way down to find you on your respective Elo mark. And then I see a little icon that tells me that you're actually the founder of the Discord. That's the only way I found out about you. And that's why I contacted you, because of that little symbol. So is that intentional, that there is no real hierarchy?
Yes, that is very, very intentional. I do not want to be out here saying this was all my idea. You know, everything that happens in the Discord is made by one person, or take any credit for it. I did not invite 900 separate people to the Discord. We all come here from different origins and different elos all over the place. So I just want it to be, you know, a place where people can feel welcome and hang out, no matter if you've been there for one day, one tournament, or if you've participated in all of them. We don't want any drama about, oh, so-and-so has a longer rank than me, or, you know, everyone's on an equal playing field. And then, you know, it does give some credence to the people that get the bright green name in the Discord for winning a tournament. Put some real cachet on that for anyone. You want to be at the top of the list? Well, you got to sign up for a tournament and prove to us that you are significantly better than everyone else in the server.
Yeah. I find that a very, very cool idea that you can actually work for your, you know, achievements by participating, by being part of the squad and by winning tournaments or at least participating in them and showing some action, being active.
Yeah, definitely. I don't ever want to make it like, you know, my Twitch subscribers get to be at the top of the list or anything, mm-hmm. though. Anyone can, I don't care if you subscribe to be on Twitch. I don't care if you pay for anything or donate to the server at all. Anyone can participate, any level, any, monetary status you want to contribute. Everyone's welcome here, no matter your, or if you have any, you know, other technical skills. Like, we have several people that pitch in to the practice squad in other ways. But you'll never know who they are because, you know, we don't need to publicize that. You want to help out? Great. We're not going to give anyone any, you know, special privileges just because they happen mm-hmm. to be good at one particular thing.
All right. Then please go ahead and tell us a bit about past projects that you've done. And by projects, I mean mostly tournaments or other things that you do. Like, I think I've seen that there's also some kind of coaching going on, or at least helping each other out in case somebody wants that. If our listeners decide they want to join your practice squad because at this point of time they haven't heard of it, what will they discover there? What can they actually do and what's going on over there?
Yeah, so mostly we just run tournaments. Currently, we got a couple tournaments on the schedule. I'm sure we'll talk more about the upcoming one, Super Draft 3. So I will wait until we get to that question to discuss that more. But yeah, we have a lot of people that enjoy playing team games on a regular basis, whether that's on the ladder or in private lobbies, and less frequently now is community game type games. But you know, if we get a large influx of your listeners that want to play community games, I'm sure we can accommodate those things. And we do have a lot of people out here are into the coaching and giving advice. We even have a, I don't know what his rank is in the world, top 50, top 100 player in the world that has been very active recently in giving people gameplay tips and advice. So if you want to get some coaching from the Polish pro Arg, he is around occasionally in the Discord giving mm-hmm. advice. Yeah, those are basically the main things we got going on. And then, you know, we also sometimes hang out together and watch pro events that are going on. And yeah, that's about it for what goes on in the Discord currently.
All right.
Mostly just right now, a lot of team games and then the tournament stuff.
Then let's talk about the tournament you've already teased, the upcoming tournament. There is currently the sign-up going on, if I'm not mistaken, so our listeners can sign up for the tournament if they want to. Please give them some information. What can they sign up for?
Yes, so right now we got a tournament coming, Super Draft 3. As you can maybe get by the title, is the third iteration of the same concept. Well, the third 1v1 iteration. We had a team game version of this as well earlier this year. And the signups are open until September the 23rd, so just over a month away. And in this tournament, it is very different than probably any tournament you may have participated in or your listeners may have, because I have not seen any other Age of Empires tournament, whether it be pro or lower elo, that is set up like this. So the Super Draft happens at the very start of the tournament. Each player will submit a ranking of all 43 civilizations to one of the admins, and then we will draft all the civs based on your list with your 12 player group, at the very start. So, yeah, basically you get drafted 7 civs based on your list that you provide to us. Mm-hmm. And then those are the 7 civs you get to use the whole tournament long.
So there's a one-time draft for you.
Yes,
okay.
And I don't know how familiar you or any of your listeners might be with American fantasy football. This is basically where I got the idea from, just talking about this with my friends. And we were just trying to figure out the new ways, new kinds of drafting systems we hadn't seen anywhere that are super unique and that we could implement. And the best part about fantasy football is doing the draft, and you do the draft in a very similar way. So we thought this would be a great idea. And people have really seemed to love it. The stream where I reveal everyone's drafts is always extremely well attended, and people are hyped for it. Just to see whether their big brain plays of how they rank the civs. They're like, everyone hates this civ. I can rank them a little lower and maybe get them in round 5 versus I better put this other civ as my number one choice just because I think they'll be very popular. And then, occasionally people will get stuck with their last ranked civ. That's just the name of the game. But if people want to join in for the fun drafting aspect. We also, along with this tournament, this is the first time we've had a map contest. So we will be featuring some user-submitted maps to be in the map pool. So if any of your listeners are interested in map scripting, we've never really ventured into this area of Age of Empires. I don't know how many people are going to take us up on it, but you don't even have to register for the tournament if you just want to make a map and see it played by players 800 ELO to 2300 ELO. We'd be more than happy to potentially feature your map.
So the super draft aspect is actually related to the civilization draft. The maps, will they only be custom made maps or will there be standard
maps? No, there will be some pre-made maps from various other tournaments and then some custom maps. We have not decided how many custom maps we will have because we were waiting to see the quality of custom maps that we receive. Mm-hmm. Considering none of the admins know anything about map scripting, so we could not guarantee that they would all be custom maps, but there will be at least a few custom maps and then some other pre-made or in-game maps. But the map pool will be set by September 10th, so if people are worried about potentially signing up for a tournament with a less known map pool, you can wait until then to see the maps. But I can guarantee you the maps will be varied. They will be pretty outrageous. We will not have Arabia or Arena. We were, founded on Nomad, the wildest map out there, and none of us like playing Arabia or Arena. It is kind of why we started the server, because we had started all the tournaments, because at least I was sick of playing against people that only played Franks everywhere. So the maps will be all over the place, and the Civ Draft is really the best part.
All right, so this tournament is all going to be about adaptation, I think, like with the Civs as well as with the maps. I think that's a great way to approach tournaments because we are very used to standard maps and standard drafts with the pros. So if we are doing community events, I think it's a very good and attractive idea to have these mixed up tournaments that put the emphasis on adaptation. And, then you don't have to be afraid of ELO gaps and differences because, your Arabia ELO won't really prepare you for what's coming in Superdraft.
Yeah, exactly. And this tournament is quite nice still because there are other tournaments where, you do the Civ Draft right before you play, so you don't necessarily know for certain which Civs you're going to have. this one you're playing the same seven, you have the same option of seven civ for the whole 6 week event. So you can develop big strategies for your specific civs, and you'll actually get to execute them and practice them. It's not a case where, I really wanted to play, go Korean full turtle ship on a map, but my opponent knew this and banned Koreans in the first round of our Civ Draft at another tournament. So I think that's also very unique aspect of this tournament that I have not really seen in any other tournament anywhere in Age of Empires.
Well, it sounds amazing. I wish you the best of luck with this tournament. I'll be sure to check out some of the games. I'm really excited now.
Are you going to sign up?
I'm not sure because I'm not that big of a tournament player and I need to convince my team. Maybe. I'll see. No pressure.
if we get one person listening to this podcast that signs up, I will be happy.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people because most listeners actually sign up for different kinds of tournaments. We do have some German or for German speaking people organized tournaments, not from our podcast, but from, friends and people we collaborate with. So I'm sure they will definitely check out the practice squad and just keep themselves updated.
I will say I'm pretty sure that Germany is the third most represented country in the practice squad. So there are plenty of Germans, even though we are an English-speaking Discord publicly, I'm sure you can meet fellow Germans in the practice squad.
Yeah, I've recognized some of our listeners in there, so I know they are there already, some of them at least. The way I found out about the Age of Empires practice squad Discord was actually, apart from the occasional Reddit post that comes up every once in a while, that you have hosted the Return of Reverse Pick tournament, which was quite prominent a while ago because some of the more famous casters have actually covered some of the games. And, with my work here on the podcast, I have to do research on all the ongoing tournaments that are broadcasted, and then I found out that it was actually organized by you and a couple of your friends, I guess, from this practice squad. How did that happen? How did this tournament come to be?
Yeah, so that was definitely our most notable tournament, for sure, and the one that definitely saw the most growth for our server. This event was from May to July. We had hosted, about three or four other tournaments before then, but they were all more geared for lower elo players, and it's not that we ever banned pros from signing up, it's just we never had enough cash prizes to incentivize them to sign up. We thought it would be a very fun idea and would maybe give us some more notoriety to have a much larger cash prize for this one, so we did some slight community fundraising and settled on, or were able to raise, $450 Canadian dollars?
It was actually 531.
531 Canadian dollars, which, in euros might be like 20 euros. I don't know.
No way. That's not true.
I kid.
It must be like 400.
I kid. Canadian dollar is not great right now. But... Yeah, we just thought it'd be a little more fun. We all love watching pro tournaments, so why don't we, try to make a tournament of our own that might attract some people? It attracted way higher rated players than we ever thought. I didn't think we'd get anyone in the top 50 signing up.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, we got several from the top 50, and then we did get...
Yeah.
What would you say? Arguably, probably the two most notable tournament hosts, and definitely the most notable streamer to sign up. We were all absolutely over the moon when T90 signed up for the tournament. We were like, damn, T90 actually knows about our server. This is incredible. So that was a definitely starstruck moment for us in the tournament, getting him to sign up. And yeah, it was just a good time overall. The tournament is a little more tame for the for the drafting settings than some of the other ones. We had some very passionate feedback about some of the maps we chose for the tournament. But it was a great time. And what was also great was we were also able to host several lower ELO brackets for that tournament, which is something we will always do, no matter if we get $1,000, $10,000 top prizes. Every tournament we ever organize and host will feature lower ELO versions of that. And I do wish that more pro tournaments did that, because it is very fun to be able to watch pros play in an event and then also get a play under the same settings yourself, which I've seen some tournaments have started to do this. Masters of Arena had a lower ELO bracket. Yes. Nations Cup had lower ELO divisions.
We were actually a part of Nations Cup as well.
Yeah, so I do wish almost all pro tournaments do this. I know it might take a lot of work, but I feel like in the long run, it really does grow your audience. And doesn't mean your event just dies when the grand final of the pro event is over.
Yeah. I think organizing all these tournaments is already a humongous task. And then also having to organize these lower level brackets is probably too much for the very big players. Or they, you know, give that into the hands of their community members like mods and so on. It's all the more impressive that you've done this, because that tournament, at least in my remembrance, was very well organized, and it had this amazing final between freaking Andy and Margugu, two of the really fresh and upcoming players who are playing very aggressive and kind of unique playstyle, and that final was amazing. I have that in great memory.
Yeah, it was an awesome final. I was pretty worried because we did not secure any permanent casters for it, and me being in Western Canada does make it difficult for me to stream at times when both players and community members can be on, but I was very glad to hear Mem cast it, and I watched the VOD. It was amazing games, and better than we probably could have asked for in the grand final, and it even featured one of the players not reading the handbook. Which always a classic in any tournament. Some people will just sign up blindly, not read the fine details of the rules, and then they get punished for it. So that was quite funny to witness in a grand final of our event.
Well, then you've hosted this very successful and entertaining event. If I were you, I'd probably get a little bit over my head and think, oh, I have to do something even bigger now. I have to grow. I have to invest into something because this was a success. What was your mindset with this tournament and after the tournament?
We were just, very glad that it went pretty or about as smoothly as we could have anticipated. And that was about it. We don't really have any long-term plans for the server or the tournaments. We're not looking to get significantly larger. We just do what we think might be fun and, strive to do stuff within our own means. I know everyone on the admin team has real-life jobs and real-life commitments. We're all very part-time doing this just out of our own passion for the games and our own hobby. So we don't really have any huge follow-up plans for this. We're not trying to host even bigger events next time. But if someone does want to sponsor us, we will definitely organize your event. But yeah, beyond that, we were just happy that we had such a great reception in the overall community, and that we got featured on so many large streams. That was definitely pretty surreal, and easily the best moment from the whole tournament, for me at least, was seeing T90 be absolutely amazed that someone out there is hosting a standard victory tournament, and then someone actually did it and actually got a relic victory.
Yeah.
Those were the best moments for me. All the Relic Victory games were absolutely incredible to watch, and having it, you know, even shock or add bring joy to one of the biggest content creators out there was a very cool moment for us.
Well, that sounds amazing. So, is there gonna be a return of Reverse Pick?
I can't rule it out. You never know what's gonna come down the pike in the coming months and year. It's not that we're completely aimless in our plans and the Practice Squad admin team. We got some things in the works for the next, you know, little bit here. I can't say what they are because things might change, but I will say we hope to not, for that to not be our only pro tournament we ever host. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get generous community members and or sponsors, but we would definitely like to host more pro events, maybe a pro super draft, who knows? Something a little different that you don't see every day on the pro scene. And just having pros and top level players and streamers all casting events that everyone in our community had a part in bringing to the big screens is always what we really, really strive for.
Well, you know, the Age of Empires community is very much also founded or, well, in part, it takes some individual community members who invest even monetary elements into our community. So I'm sure there will be some people who are listening to this and they hear, you know, the concept of your Discord that tries to come up with very professional tournaments that's also addressed to lower level people with their subsections. I think that's very attractive and an interesting community-based idea. So maybe you'll get lucky and find some funding. I really hope so. To me, this all sounds very, very nice. I can only, you know, I'm really positive about your Discord server. I've been there for quite a while, and it's like this very comfy, quiet place with a lot of focus on the actual game and gameplay and just having fun. There is no amateur professionalism trying to, you know, make things, everything too complicated. So it's a very easygoing place that I enjoy just lurking around and listening to what's happening and finding out about Super Draft 3. And so I'm very excited to promote this here in this segment. And I encourage everyone to at least go to the Discord server if you're not already there and check it out.
Yeah, thank you. That does mean a lot that you find it very chill and non-professional. We do really try to not make it too overwhelming for people, and we really, really try to keep it as drama-free as possible because I know when allegations start getting out of hand, that could really ruin it for some people. So we really try to keep everything as low-key and chill as possible. Also, I might be the least tech-savvy Discord user around, which is why we don't have very many, you know, fancy channels or bots or anything like that. We keep it as simple as possible, so if something breaks, I definitely know how to fix it. We don't really dabble in too many high-tech things. We have gotten some great help from some more technically savvy people for some of our events, so we have full stats and win rates for players, civilizations, and maps on all our events now.
Wow.
So that's quite fun, because Age of Empires is a very nerdy game at the end of the day, so tons of people love just looking over the stats of which civs are good on which maps, or wow, this player had a real upset win. They were at a massive civ disadvantage here. So all of that has grown thanks to some very generous and dedicated community members with their time. So yeah, we're always trying to improve things, but hopefully never get away from our core of just being a place where we could chill out, play the game, and play the game like the pros do in terms of the tournaments, but not in terms of, you know, being all only about winning, only about improving. Any ELO, any level of player can definitely find a place in the practice squad server.
Great. Thank you very much for this talk. I had a great time talking to you, and now you've even deepened my relationship to the practice squad even more. So I'm happy to have this talk with you. I will link the Discord server, an invite link, if you provide me one, in the description of this episode, so people can easily join just with you know, their smartphone and whatever. And we will also link probably the handbook or something to the Superdraft 3 tournament, so they will get the information about the tournament.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks again for having me on. This was, a great time. I love talking about the practice squad. This has really been a great thing in my life to be able to dedicate some time to just people enjoying the same game that I do. And I hope to bring some fun for everyone in the community, no matter what level you are. And I hope to see many of your listeners there, as long as I can figure out how to, get a Discord shareable link. That will be in the podcast description.
We'll figure something out, I'm sure of it. All right. I wish you the best of luck with your future endeavors with this practice squad, and I'm looking forward to finding out about the next upcoming tournaments.
Absolutely. Well, stick around, and I'm sure we will have many more tournaments after this one. Okay, thanks again. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye.